Gene with his throw in, gets it to O'Gara. O'Gara back out to Gene on this round touchline. Gene beats one player. Can she out-muscle the second? No. Clearance made. And again, it's a risky clearance from Didsborough. But picked up by the number 10 who clears the lines. Only as far as Foster, though. Foster now. Midway into Disby's half. The ball breaks here to McCarrick, who lays it off to O'Keefe. O'Keefe is one-on-one. Rounds the keeper. The angle's tight. No problem at all. On her right foot. Pokes it home. And FC United on 15 minutes, Paul, have broken the deadlock.
Yeah, I mean, it was a bit of risky defending, I think, initially from West Didsbury, and they lost it, and Foster threaded the ball through, and then it was a case of could the keeper rescue the situation, and she couldn't, and O'Keefe took it round and stuck it in very expertly.
Yeah, a great finish there by Amy O'Keefe, and not much the goalkeeper could do with that one, and on 15 minutes, FC United have taken the lead here in this County Cup semi-final. Played out towards the left-hand side. It's cleared there by Bracegirdle. Over the top it goes. And this is a dangerous opportunity here for Didsborough. And well, Livesey beat the offside trap there. Straight from a goal kick. Bracegirdle with a long ball over the top. Not read by the FC United defence. And there was Livesey with a superb lob. And on 21 minutes, Paul, West Didsbury have got an equaliser. One apiece.
Yeah. Well, Livesey scored a hat-trick on Thursday against Winchester Amateurs. And she's obviously banging form. And yeah, we were caught out with a bit of a sucker punch there, but we did expect a tough game this afternoon, and this is exactly what's happening.
Throw-in taken to Jean. Infield it goes to Foster. Foster now looking for a run of Battle. A nice step over there by O'Keefe. The ball finds Battle now. Battle beats the challenge. Right-hand side of the penalty area. Cross comes in to O'Keefe on the near post, and just like that, bish-bash-bosh, ball. 37 minutes, FC United back in front.
That was a quality goal. I mean, from the moment that Battle was played in down the right-hand side, she had a player to beat and just waltzed past and then cut it back beautifully for O'Keefe, who timed a run into the box superbly.
And what a step over from O'Keefe in the first place.
Yeah, I mean, quite a bit of quality there. And at the moment, O'Keefe is definitely the one with the scoring boots.
Well, 2-1 the score, and it's the same scoreline in the other semi-final where Salford are still in the lead against Manchester Stingers. The fourth minute of added time in this first half, and we've got a corner. It's FC United's third corner of the afternoon, and it's going to be Foster to take this from the left-hand side. It's going to be an in-swinger. Can FC United end this half well? In it comes towards the penalty spot. It goes, and there's Jean. She can't get to the ball. The ball breaks to McCarrick.
Yes.
Into the roof of the net. And FC United make it 3-1 on the stroke of half time, and that makes the team talk a little bit more easier, Paul.
Well, that was a corner they just didn't deal with very well, and it was scrambled around and it dropped to the feet of McCarrick, and she's what, 10 yards out, and just fired it into the roof of the net. And that's a great moment just for the team just before half time to go in 3-1 up.
Well, Edmondson with this throw-in midway into FC United's half. It's going to be a long throw-in in towards the penalty area. It goes, oh, it's not the best of defending from FC United. And West Didsby and Cholton have got a second goal early doors in this second half. And it was Livesey once again doing the deed and putting it underneath Ainsworth. And FC United just really didn't defend that throw-in, Paul, very well.
It was a soft goal because the throw-in was launched towards the box, and the challenge just wasn't made, and it was like people were just leaving it and not being decisive enough. And Livesey seized the moment and got onto it and managed to poke it in, but very soft goal to give away.
Well, 4 minutes into the second half and Didsby are back in this game. Ainsworth clears the lines over the halfway line. The ball goes. O'Keefe wins the header. O'Gara loses out low there, and West Didsby on the attack, this time down the right-hand side. Another ball played over the top behind Carrington. Another dangerous position. This goes for the lob, hits the bar. Surely a goal there. And no offside given. And that is another goal. Another goal for Elizabeth Livesey. And on 65 minutes, it's a tap-in with a head from barely a yard out. And, well, you can't say that equaliser's not been coming, Paul.
No. It seemed inevitable in some ways, but leaves it very interestingly balanced now with plenty of time left.
Yeah, we've got 25 minutes left. Gene, long throw in. Here's Battle. Battle, couple of kick-ups. Shields the ball, plays the ball back to McCarrick. McCarrick tries to find a through ball there. Doesn't come off. finds Marsh on the halfway line. Marsh now can move into a bit of space here. Marsh still going with the ball from the halfway line. Still Marsh. Shot comes in.
Oh, my goodness.
Marsh there with her own Franz Beckenbauer impression from the halfway line. The defence just parted and she went, I might as well keep going. Kept going. Beautiful finish into the bottom corner, and with less than 4 minutes left to play, an unlikely fourth goal from FC United. They've been on the back foot all the way through this half, and it's from the most unlikely of sources taking the lead, Paul.
Well, that was amazing, absolutely amazing. The finish was a striker, the way she struck it across goal, and that's a real hammer blow with just about 3 minutes to go.
Well, I said moments earlier, I just don't see how FC United are going to score. And you really couldn't see him scoring. And to be honest with you, I never really foreseen Marsh going from the halfway line all the way through the middle like that. Like Ruud van Nistelrooy or something.
That was a poor bit of defending as well.
Yeah, it did open up, but blimey.